Good morning and welcome again to Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this sixth Sunday after Pentecost, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the sixth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. O Lord, grant us the Spirit to hear your word and know the one thing needful, that by your word and Spirit we may live according to your will. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the hymn of the day, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and
us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you encourage us again not to be distracted with much serving and anxious and troubled about many things, but to choose the good portion which will not be taken away from us. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Luke chapter 10, with special attention to verses 41 and 42. But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, are you anxious and troubled about many things? What would you say right now? Yes, are you anxious and troubled and distracted about many things? Anxious and troubled about your health and about the high cost of prescription drugs? Anxious and troubled about the economic inflation at the grocery store and at the gas pump? Anxious and troubled about the war in Ukraine and even the possibility of a nuclear war? Anxious and troubled about the lack of respect for law and order in the streets of our nation? Anxious and troubled with the never-ending illegal immigration at the southern border? Whatever it is, I'm certain that we are anxious and troubled about many things, and perhaps even distracted, just like Martha, with much serving. As Jesus went to visit the two sisters in their home at Bethany, about 2 miles from Jerusalem. As a matter of fact, as soon as Jesus arrived, Martha welcomed him into her house. But at the same time, Martha was not paying any attention to Jesus, but was distracted with much serving. In other words, all wrapped up and stressed out in getting the house clean and the dinner ready for Jesus, while her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. And as soon as Martha saw her sister at Jesus' feet, she complained immediately, saying to him, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." The New International Version of the Bible reads, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work alone?" Martha was upset and frustrated that she had to make all the preparations by herself to do the work alone, while Mary was doing absolutely nothing to help her. And so Martha does not hold back and does not hesitate to tell Jesus to order her sister to get up and help her. "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work alone?" And yet, how does Jesus respond to her? Does Jesus say, "Mary, get up and help her"? Help her with the cleaning of the house and the cooking of the meal for dinner? No, that is not what Jesus said. Instead, Jesus responded to her immediately saying, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion which will not be taken away from her." In other words, Jesus tells Martha that right now, at this very moment, only one thing is necessary, and Mary has chosen the good portion which will not be taken away from her. Not that Martha was wrong in getting everything ready for Jesus. There is absolutely nothing wrong with serving, cleaning the house, and preparing a good meal, especially when we invite someone to come over to our home and have dinner with us. As a matter of fact, that is precisely what we are going to do as we welcome next Wednesday our oldest son, our daughter-in-law and our two grandchildren from Roseville, California, to spend time with us as a family. And that is precisely what Martha did. She welcomed Jesus into her home, but there was one problem. She was distracted with much serving and did not take time to listen to Jesus. And yet Mary understood that immediately, as soon as Jesus arrived. As she sat at Jesus' feet and listened attentively to every word he had to say to her, Mary understood that Jesus had come, not just to have fellowship and dinner with them, but to talk with them about more important things in life than just being distracted with much serving. As a matter of fact, Jesus reminds us again in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 25 and 34. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things that you are anxious and troubled about shall be yours as well. At the end of the day, only one thing is necessary, and Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. Now, what about us? Yes, what about you and me again? Are we anxious and troubled and distracted about many things that we forget to spend more time with Jesus? And if we're honest with ourselves again this morning, the answer is yes. We must confess that sometimes we act just like Martha did. We fall into the same trap as we get distracted with much serving and anxious and troubled about many things. We fail to spend more time with Jesus at home, through our prayers and devotions with our family, as well as spending more time with Jesus at church, through worship, as we listen to the Word of God and partake of the Holy Sacrament and have fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ. We read in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 25, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another. We also read in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Yes, to choose the good portion, which will not be taken away from us either. And whenever we have failed and have been distracted with much serving and anxious and troubled about many things, God the Father in his love, mercy, kindness, and compassion forgives us again through his Son, Jesus Christ. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit as we stop being distracted with much serving and anxious and troubled about many things and choose the good portion which will not be taken away from us, to spend more time in prayer and devotion with our family at home, and in worship and fellowship with our brothers and sisters here at church, to sit at the Lord's feet and listen to his teaching, as we also continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus, which will make us wiser unto salvation. So may our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit, or what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, not to be distracted with much serving or anxious and troubled about many things, but to choose the good portion which will not be taken away from us. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, O Jesus, I Have Promised. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, today we continue to pray for peace and an end to the invasion and war in Ukraine. To help us as we continue to cope with the economic inflation in our nation. To protect the justices of the Supreme Court and their families from any harm or danger. To protect law enforcement as they keep peace and order in the streets of our nation, and to curb and stop the illegal immigration into our southern border. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious and merciful Father, we also continue to pray again for all those who are sick or recovering from their illness, especially in our family, and here at our church, as well as keeping us and everyone else safe and healthy from two contagious variants of the coronavirus here in California and throughout our nation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of mercy and God of grace, we pray again for our ministry here at Shepherd in the Pines. as we continue to struggle financially to keep the doors of our church open. Father, we thank you again for those who have responded generously with their special gift and continue to pray and support our ministry so that we can worship Jesus and share the gospel of Jesus Christ in our community. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we ask all these petitions and intercessions through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, the Father and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this sixth Sunday after Pentecost, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, O Master, let me walk with thee. Amen.